Men also enjoy things like that.
Men will sit down with someone for an entire week.
And they don't know
their name, but they're eating and
drinking and having a great
time. By the time I hear two guys say, ah, my chairman, my boss, ah, my guy, my G, I say people don't know each other.
They don't know your names. Hi guys. That was very weird and high pitched.
Hi guys.
Sounds like something I would
because
do.
Because my energy is low, I was trying to sound like upbeat or whatever. Like, yeah. But like, hey guys, what's up? This is how I actually feel. My name is Valerie.
And I am T.
And our special guest of the day is
Esgar.
A little ASMR. Period. It's your girl, the God, the Supreme, and the... Can we curse?
Yeah.
And the motherfucking superior.
Okay.
And we're out here on the low-key relatable podcast because everything is low-key relatable.
Yeah. Everything. Ooh.
Yeah.
Everything. So, how are you guys?
I'm alive.
That's the fair answer.
Okay.
I'm alive.
I like that answer. That answer is just very pro, we are doing it.
Yeah, where there's life, there's hope.
Yeah, okay.
Another one.
That's mad.
I like that. Okay, so we're just going to just keep...
English is hard.
So we're just going to keep, like, pretending like... We're just going to fake it till we make it.
No. Oh, 100%. Well, do you know what? I've been a little bit down. Valerie knows I've been a little bit down.
Yes, you haven't been well, actually.
I've been sick as well.
You've been sick.
Do you feel better now?
So that ass out on a Monday night. On video. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I mean, Monday made me feel better.
I said
her.
Monday was spectacular.
I think it was a shock for you. But do you know what the funny thing is?
What was a shock for me?
Not a shock for you, but it was like, she appeared and she reappeared.
You know, I was just watching you.
Where were you watching me? Are you mad?
Moving.
Your movement.
From pillar to post on Monday.
Wait, but should I be honest?
Don't worry.
No. Relax.
You've escaped.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, tell me, what you want to say?
So, before I ended up where I ended up, I was actually on my way to you. To help me end up where I ended up.
Offense?
Yes! But on my way to you, one girl now tried me. Yeah?
Okay.
So I was in the middle of doing who they would. You know me. I enjoy a little ginger. A light.
Am I the drama? Yeah. Am I the drama?
Yeah. So in the middle of that, I saw two of our mutual friends, like all of our mutual friends. Mm-hmm. And they were like, no, Tikas, don't do it. One thing I hate.
Why are you always trying to fight?
One thing I hate. Yeah,
this is the South.
It's the South in me. I'm sorry. But like, one thing I hate is if you see me trying to rack and you start saying teacups, no, your brand. It makes me want to fight more.
Ah, ginger.
Don't do that.
So, I don't think that'll be a way I'll try to stop you from fights. You know.
No, you wouldn't. But then they were doing. Oh my God! Don't. To be honest,
I feel like if I see you ginger to fight, I might join you to fight.
No, you will. You use it as an outlet for all your frustration.
She said,
her excuses. I was backing my girl.
Yeah, that's my girl. What
is
she saying?
And it's valid.
Are you going to back your virgin?
Are you going to back your virgin? And so they grabbed me and they were like, oh, let's say hi to somebody. Then we'll take you to your table. Then in the process of saying hi, I ended up somewhere else. And I was like, I ain't mad at it. I ain't mad at it too.
I told you I just saw my ass like this. Yeah, my peripheral.
I know that. I recognize it.
That's just familiar.
But yeah, I mean, fun times. I mean, the thing about Lagos is Lagos can almost kill you, and then 2 seconds later, you're
it's like wow, having the time of your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a very, very
the
toxic relationship.
Of the city.
It's an extremely toxic relationship, and me, I've just come out of house hunting, and that shit traumatized me. Yeah. As fuck.
I'm not doing this now. I'm doing that like. Early oh next God. Year, and I don't even think
doesn't
about
sound
it.
Fun.
First of all, yes, like Lagos, lucky landlords, like, this is something I just feel like I have to say to you guys. How far?
Like, you're doing how far?
Are you guys really serious about the prices of these amounts? Like, the amounts that you're calling for these apartments.
Especially, like, the service charge. That service charge amount.
Bro, service charge. Like, you guys, let's be for fucking real. Not be everybody they tifo. Like,
yeah. Tell them, oh, you need to top up diesel prices.
Yeah, that's what they do.
Listen. See, let's.
Not everybody's doing fraud.
See, everybody's living fake life. Because, like, this shit is fucking expensive. Rent is fucking expensive. Yes, so we're all working. But nobody's, like, my guy say yes, so.
Yeah, we're all working. But nobody is working in the same capacity.
Busy. Like, everybody's busy.
Even the Yahoo boys, them get level.
See, let's be for real. And if you think about the lifestyle that we live in Lagos, if you think about restaurants, drinks, clothes, perfume, like,
food.
Like, do you, like, think about,
girl,
think about
food, how the most menial things. Please, food. Oh. Feel
the housing market needs to relax. That's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah, there's no regulation for that still.
I feel like buying a house on the island is a very scary. It do be ricks.
Because they can turn around and say, $400 million.
Hello, we need to knock your house down.
You know there's some houses in Nikoye that are going for $400 million naira.
That's small. I've seen two houses going for $2.5 billion.
So my question is,
400 million.
Let me not talk too much before they say this guy is poor.
That's another angle. No, but you can't get
your economics.
No, but it's true. Like, I'm shouting. Thank God, though. My mother and my father, I stay in my parents' house. Soon to change, but I stay in my parents' house.
That's amazing.
Do you want to only move on when you get married?
Are
you going to only move on when you get married?
I'm going to what?
Move
out. Are you only going to move on when you get married?
I'm moving out soon.
Oh, so your own house, have you?
Yeah. We're cutting that from the podcast. Yes.
What?
But you know the house is going to be done in me.
Oh, sorry.
But shout out to my parents. I love you a lot.
This girl handle.
Because all of these people that are doing up, my rent is due.
Like, my rent is mad due and I'm thinking
of
moving.
And it's like 9 million for rent. In Lagos,
it's very expensive.
Tommy, I'm sure. I feel like every time I talk about rent now, you're just like, this bitch again.
No, but the only reason is like for me, like Lagos makes me very nervous.
What?
No, Lagos makes me like how I look at Lagos is any fucking thing can happen at any fucking time.
Facts.
So for me, like I had the option to move out and rent and do what I wanted to do, right? I think in terms of like stress level for my mom especially, it would have been easier because what she cannot see, she cannot stress about. So if I decide to leave my house for 3 days, is she don't know, do you understand?
You're absolutely right.
Well, does she stress you out right now?
No, as in I'm saying stress levels for her, like she'll be worried, oh, where am I? Where was your daughter? But my own is, I just wanted to get to a point where I could stack and then do my own thing. And staying with my parents has allowed me to do that. So, yeah.
That is so important that you said that. The fact that you said that you could stack and still do your own thing. So, it's kind of like your parents provide you the safety to do that.
Yeah, because Lagos is not going to.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree 100%. And this is coming from me that has lived in Lagos alone, like, her whole time here.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, I love my parents. And, yeah, if you see this.
Your parents live in Abuja? What do they
do? They live in, Akwa Ibom.
Even my parents live on the mainland and like it's not.
I wish my parents lived in Lagos though, but they don't like
the state. I don't think I can move to the island.
Why?
I don't think I can move to the island.
You don't live on the island?
I don't live. No.
So everybody is here all the time for work?
Everybody is so shocked.
She do not.
I'm a mainland babe and I think I'll always be a mainland babe.
I like that.
Where I live in the mainland is very central. It's easy to get to the island. If
that's
you,
what I was going to
if
say.
Valerie leaves her house in Lekki and
no,
she
it
says
take
me meet
me, a while.
And meet she says meet me in Hotbox. If she leaves her house at 12, she'll get to Hotbox like 12:30. Meet her if I get to Hotbox like 12:30.
Mad.
I don't know about getting Hotbox at 12:30.
But close.
You shall get there shortly after me.
She said shortly after.
Sorry, I learned that. No, don't be angry. Don't be angry.
Nah, the way she won, why rest won't kill me now? See how my mouth is sharp.
But yeah, though, have you considered moving out of the island though?
And I think you tried. Is so like, much nonsense. There's so much nonsense.
I think I've gotten I've gotten comfortable with living on the island. I prefer it. I like the ease and accessibility that I have to like a lot of things. I just enjoy it.
No, the convenience. Ease and accessibility. My nail tech, the best nail tech. Okay, Tommy,
no problem.
Shut up. The best nail tech in Lagos. In the mainland. Best nail tech in Lagos.
Show the nails.
Per. Best nail tech in Lagos. I know what she charges. People will do rubbish. Like, better rubbish. Premium rubbish. Nonsense on your nails. And they'll charge the same price. And you will not... What? The island is very...
You know, the thing about it is...
Good luck to you and yours. Enjoy your...
I've also found service providers that work for me on the island. Mm-hmm. I think I moved out when I was 22. I've had a long time, you've been alive for a while.
I think every woman should live on her own at least once in their life.
I've been through all different stages of living with a friend, living with a partner, living alone. I've been through all the stages. And do you know what I prefer the most?
Living alone.
100%.
I don't know how I'll do it when I have a husband.
I'm obsessed. So the thing about it is, I realized that I love being alone, but then I'm not worried because I'm like I'm in love and girl, and like I feel like if eventually when I want to be with somebody, I wonder how I'm going to
get out of loving being alone.
That energy because
you have your own space.
How
does that look? What would that look like? Like my own room?
No, have hobbies, girl. Do your thing.
Oh, yeah, like your own space. Like,
it's not even about not having. Of course, I'm going to have hobbies. Have your own room. You don't get what I mean. Like I'm going to have like my own life or whatever. But I'm saying that
just being alone.
I enjoy being alone.
Yeah, that's why you have your own room.
So why am I not married to somebody?
No, I'm not saying you have your own room. That's what I mean. Your bedroom.
That's what I'm saying.
You have a bedroom that you and your partner stay in.
Like a matrimonial thing.
But then you have your own space.
Not a matrimonial room.
My mom and my dad, actually, that's why I said that. My mom and my dad had that. My mom and my dad, they have a matrimonial room. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a master room, which there's a stairs to the master room. And then you come down the stairs and you go to the left. That's my mom's room.
And you have your own space if you want to have your own space. But then I feel like if you have like a bed in your own space or you have your own room or whatever, mm-hmm. I think what you have to be careful about is there has to be a rule or something that if we're angry, we cannot go and say, I'm inside my room. You're inside your... That's the only thing. Mm-hmm. That's why I don't think I would have like... You know how they have like a men's den? Yeah. I'd have like a woman's den. So if I just want to decompress, chill, the children know. When mommy is inside that room, if you don't have invitation, best I get the fuck.
I feel like,
it's okay. I guess that bridge, I'll cross it.
I'll be thinking about it now, so you know how to organize it. So when you're in the negotiation stage, you tell them, hello.
These are my terms and conditions. These are wants.
Anyway, on today's episode of the podcast, we're talking about female friendships.
Yeah.
And do you want to start?
I want to start by referencing a tweet.
What's the tweet? Say it.
Did you not see that thread? And the original post was, how did you know your friend secretly hated you?
Yeah. That was such a deep tweet, you know?
I feel like, there were some tweets that I saw that were very crazy. But then... You know what I think? Mm-hmm. Here's my hot take. It doesn't mean that necessarily it applies to everything, but I feel like if you give willingly into friendships, and I did, it doesn't apply to everybody because you can be open and like be receiving to friendships. Mm-hmm. If you're open and receiving to friendships, in my experience, that's why it's my hot take. Mm-hmm. In my experience, I feel like if you're open and you're honest and you're who you are in friendships, mm-hmm. you end up always having like
good people around you. I agree to a degree, but I feel like female friendships can be the best thing that have that has ever happened to you, mm-hmm. or it can be something that can almost kill you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like female friendships, there's no middle ground. Like real female friendships, it's always okay, a blessing or a curse.
Do you think
someone, maybe a big lesson?
Hey.
Do you think someone can love you as your friend and want your life?
Yes. Absolutely.
No. And what do you mean want your life? Want to be you?
Like, yeah, want
they
to
don't,
be you.
So, they don't love you, right?
So for me, yeah. They don't I feel, finish yes. Base. I feel like from hanging out with Valerie, I've had to see the gray areas in things. Yeah.
What'd I do?
It's not a bad thing. I'm complimenting you. Relax. Can you see why I used to...
you ginger.
So...
Don't kill me.
So, okay. So for me, yeah. My own is when I hear something, I say, that person hates you. Better run away. But Valerie has taught me to say, calm down. Think about it.
She's a very think about it person. Yeah.
However.
And I still make dumb decisions every day. It's true though. Just has to say it right there.
However, if someone wants your life, as it wants to be you, mm-hmm. they don't love you. The reason they're being nice to you is just so they can have access
to you, yeah, to kind of like see what you're about.
And
a
lot of things people don't realize. I had a friendship situation this year. It wasn't a female friendship, but I had a friendship situation that really taught me how important access is.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And access isn't just like where you go and where you can get into. It's like the types of people you know, mm-hmm. the relationships you make outside
how
that
you
friendship.
Even like how you navigate move, how you relationship never, exactly. how you move how you get
so
these things that
once,
you get
like I always tell people that like the reason relationships work is because you and that person have like a secret or special formula.
Mm-hmm.
If someone can replicate the formula, there might not be a use for you anymore.
Yeah.
It might not be a use for you anymore.
Not even modify the formula.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I feel like in my experience, I've had my own fair share of like really fucked up situations. I've been friends with people that weren't necessarily my friend in return.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to learn, some of them I had to learn the very hard way. But I feel like ultimately it hasn't sort of changed how I present in like settings and stuff. And I feel like that is what I was trying to talk about, like, the rewarding is, right? But then, when I asked about, like, having a friend that you think wants your life, it's sort of like, people try to rationalize their behaviors and say that they have... And I believe that not everybody is just completely bad, right? You have to take the good with the bad. Mm. But I feel like sometimes people try to rationalize the negative things they do. And then you now start wondering, maybe, do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Because maybe you're trying to understand or like, I'm trying to think of it, for example, because this sounds like it's this serious shade, but it's not, I'm not even trying to be shady at all. But like, I feel like there's just this thing about how someone can make you believe that their actions is out of love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you doesn't feel like love. Oh my God, that's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't feel like love to you.
Yeah.
Like they swear that, oh, they love you. They don't mean it like that. Like whatever.
Yeah.
But in your mind, it's just like, if you love me,
you
wouldn't.
Then why would you do it? Yeah. So yeah.
I feel like, so one thing I've learned over the past couple of years, yeah, is your intentions can be good, but how you display those intentions, the other person
they
might
really
not see
matter.
It. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, Valerie, for example, she's a soft-sensitive babe. When I want to tell Valerie certain things, I will first do...
Before you say it.
But Valerie, I'll use my inside voice. But Valerie, show more, eh? I'll be whispering, and in my head, I'm thinking, oh, baby, oh, God.
No.
Oh, God. If it was anybody else, my auntie didn't rush you, one lie. There's no way.
I'm a very sensitive person.
But because I love her, and I know if I do it the way I see, because, like, tough love for me, it's nothing. It's like, okay, we move, yeah. But if I deliver it to her, number one, and the most important, she no go hear what. That's number one. Even to now, when I do softly, do she used to hear what?
No, I feel like if people start ignoring me, it's like, you just Mafia vape, and just like,
no, I mean, listen here. At that point, I'm like, listening here. When they now hook up,
delivery is important.
But do you care? It's very important because I feel like delivery is one thing I don't have.
Really?
Yeah.
But you see, like,
I seem very calm. Maybe I'm only saying this because I think something happened where I kind of lost a relationship with someone, like a female friend, and it might have been because of my delivery. Like something was done that I didn't like, and I didn't take time to
like process it.
I just said it in like a couple of moments after, like, yo, what you did didn't make sense. And the way I am, like, when I'm saying, yo, what you did didn't make sense, I'm like very
cutthroat, blunt.
Yeah, I'm just like, yo, what you did not make sense. This is not how it's meant to be. Like, I just start bullet pointing things.
And you're one of them, yeah.
And some people don't, like, they don't take that.
Yeah, 100%.
Nicely. And I'm very, very, you know, if this is what is being said and this is what is being done, then you know what you're doing. But sometimes people don't know what
but I feel like sometimes, depending... I feel like sometimes they choose.
People know what they're doing.
People do know what they're doing, but they don't know how much it affects you. Like, some people might think, oh, it's not that deep.
Until it's done to them. There have been so many encounters where somebody does something to me, and it's like, when I now do it back, it's like...
It's not an issue.
But then I'm just like,
But this is the thing. I don't play those things. I feel like,
as your friend, to be honest, I never do it intentionally. But
yeah, me too. I feel like as your friend, I should be able to clear you.
It is
like, and I should be able to clear you without that ruining our friendship. Like, I should be able to tell you, yo, you fucked up. This is not proper. Like, and you should be able to be like, oh yeah, I fucked up. Or you should be able to be like, all right, let's take some time. And let's revisit this.
Yeah, I'm very petty.
But then I'm very petty as well. Like, I'm someone that will tell you, man, you fucked up. I don't want to see your pictures, like, so I'm using you.
I'm screaming. I feel like same.
Really? I'll be like, I don't want to see your pictures, so I'm using you. Or I'm deleting you from my Snapchat this week.
Now to that kingdom come, but I'm so petty. Like,
yeah, you are, you know. Scary lady.
No, I'm so petty. It's not cute.
I just, like, you know, the thing about it is, everybody, like, I used to have this persona, like, people used to think that I wasn't nice, and then I've gotten to meet a lot of people over time, and everybody thinks, oh, Valerie's nice, you know. So when I show that side, it's like,
I enjoy people thinking I'm a bitch. Yeah.
Me, I'm nice. So
I feel like people, I feel like when, with me, yeah, I say this to people, yeah, and people always take it very lightly. I am one of those people, I believe you should just display
the madness 50%,
at the first. Not 50% of your madness times. So they know that, Omo Aleo, Ije Body, she gets her.
I feel like I used to be very, very calm. I was always the person that will come from the point of let me take time, let me think, blah blah.
Yeah.
But there have been times in this past year, especially, that once when the thing was happening like this in the heat of the moment, I said my mind, right? And ultimately, right, because of how I used to like think things through and all that stuff, I always make sure I'm very careful about what I say, because I'm one of those people that what you say to me,
God forgives, I don't.
Same. I'm never gonna forget what you say to me.
Literally,
there's certain things that, like, even my dad has said to me
that I've held.
When I remind him, he is looking at me like, "What are you talking about?" And I'm just like, "You said Isha."
Yeah,
and I'm still holding a grudge. Like, I've yanned him, like, stuff like that. So it's like, I'm very careful, and I was like very direct, and I said how I felt in the moment, and that has definitely change the trajectory and the course of certain friendships for good. Same. And for appreciated that. But the reality is, I
appreciate Isha.
Why?
Because I miss having, like, a friend.
No, so have you tried to have a conversation after?
Yes. If the person is really your friend, you should be able to get through it.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where my thing now is. So I was having a conversation with someone and they were like, okay, I get it. If you guys have tried to talk, if this person is really your friend, then you guys should
be able to work through it. Yeah.
And then if this person can't come back, or if you guys can't come back, then that means you should probably check that friendship and like evaluate it. So I think that's kind of where I am right now, where I'm actually mourning the friendship. I'm just like,
it
might not have been what I thought it was.
Like, so painful.
Especially female friendships. But aside deep female friendships, I quite enjoy, I wouldn't call them surface female friendships, but I would say early female friendships. Or just female friendships that are over mundane things.
Oh, yeah.
I was speaking to Valerie about this at the gym, and I was like, bonding with women over mundane things are like, it's one of the easiest ways to make friends.
It's
very fun. Like the intricacy of a woman, sometimes you have to kind of like gauge her and check if you really want to tap in.
Yeah.
Because that's how women friendships are. You're tapping in and you're locking in.
Yeah, so locked in.
There's no, bro.
Yeah,
you can't go to two, you
need to. I also believe that, like, for female friendships to thrive, you have to know that your friend is insane.
Yes, and you have to know the insanities of your friend.
Living their insanity to their fullest potential.
Yep.
Because I'd like to know what to expect.
Thank you very much.
But so sometimes, you know, thank you very much. Some people don't know themselves like that.
I'll just come out. There are certain friends that I wouldn't try to get them to hang out together.
100%. I know their insanity does not clash. Yeah, it does not mesh.
I get that.
I feel like everybody has their own uniqueness to them. They have their own weird to them. And it's okay.
We love it.
It's okay. That's variety is part of life.
Yeah.
The spicier the better, because that shows you have character. Like, I love that.
I love a spicy chick. I can't lie, I do love a spicy chick.
100%.
Be spicy, but then
interesting. I love an experience.
Don't kill me.
No, I do. I say so. I have like this friend. I have like this friend and family member. Her name is Miss Ima, and she's such an experience. Like outside of TikTok. Just forget TikTok, like in person. She's such an experience. And I keep telling her, I was like, you're such an experience. And she reminds me of why I like female friendships, or why like I kind of crave female friendships. Aside the fact that I'm the only girl, so I have three brothers.
Oh, wow.
I don't have any sisters, so I'm gang for real.
Yeah.
Aside from that side of things, I really enjoy bonding with women over mundane things like hair, nails, how you look. The fact that we are all thick, lip gloss. Yes, all those type of things. Or we all like tequila and we are all taking shots. Or we are all making snaps. Or the next location is Zaza, so everybody's getting Zaza. Just like mundane things. Bonding with women over things like that is super sweet. And I think I enjoy that. And sometimes I don't necessarily crave a deep friendship. Maybe I'm just shallow, or I'm just like, yeah, sometimes like I just want to keep it light with some people.
It doesn't have to be deep with everybody.
I feel like there's some people that you just need to keep it light with. It's lovely when we see each other, if we can link up after. I have one babe that all we do is go out to eat on the occasion, like, oh, I'm so bored, what are you doing today? We talk about rubbish. I don't know her last name.
But it's a bond. But really, honestly, it's a bond.
It's actually
you
a
never
bond.
Know, like, when
I'm not, don't that know about conversation. That. No, like, or that think about might it. Matter. I know if I'm going through crisis, she's not on my list of people to call.
Okay, so that's not your friend now. That is like an acquaintance.
That's my guy.
Yeah, but like,
not my G, not my guy as in my G. Like, my guy based on route.
Based on route.
But that's also like a nice thing.
Light, like,
because I think men also enjoy things like that.
Men will sit down with someone for an entire week.
And they don't know their name.
But they're eating and
drinking. But having a great time.
By the time I hear two guys say, ah, my chairman, my boss, ah, my guy, my G. I say, people don't know each other.
They don't know your names.
At least I know our first name. I just don't know our second
name. Yeah.
And then women feel like they need to establish a whole precedence and relationship before. So I feel like I know people are like, oh, it's hard to make female friends. I think maybe sometimes I say that because I'm just deep in it too much. Like, I'm just
Why do you not think it's hard to make female friends?
The only reason I said that was because I was deep in it too much. I was just like, I was thinking of friendship as sisterhood.
Yes, I feel like it's that's hard. Why it's hard.
That's like why hard I think it's hard. Because I was
hard on people friendships as Let me not lie. Let me not lie. I think it's just hard to make female friends, like solid female friendships in Nigeria.
It's not easy.
Nigeria. I have seen, let me tell you what I have seen with my own eyes. And if it was someone narrating it to me, I'd be like, no, now chill.
I'm just giving Nollywood.
Two girls met in a club. Hot Box. I'll never forget Hot Box.
Don't fucking kill me.
I knew both of them. I've known both of them for time. But I've also seen in both of them, you see the madness that you can that you have. I cannot handle it. Mm-hmm. You said the madness that you have, I cannot handle it. Mm-hmm. So we are cool. We see each other. It's all love. Everything. Mm-hmm. They now met each other. I said, hey, Clash of the Titans. My dear, they kicked it off.
It's usually just like that.
Instagram. I've seen drinks, on Instagram. Club. Drinks, club, beach, bar.
That's what I'm saying.
Pasta.
I like that. She said pasta.
Pasta. Jay's Diner. Cali's. All of these. I say, wow. Oh, so beautiful. Less than a month later, I just saw one of them post. Bitches in Lagos are not real. I said, yeah. My man did not even go.
That it was that particular person. Till they downloaded the gist.
That's how I went back to Hotbox. I now saw one of my guys. He now was now like, you haven't seen your friends. I said, which friends are you talking about? He now told me that they now started hanging out with each other. This and that. One of them introduced their man to another one. The other one introduced their man to the other one. One thing. Sha! One of them ended up sleeping with her man. As in, they were all out on a night out.
So just deep.
Person A's man, person A, and person B. That's how person B said.
Person A's man?
Yes, person A and person B. Mm-hmm. They were out. Bunch of other people as well. Person B collected person A's man. Rice under her nose. It's on to fight.
You know, also, like, I have a theory. Yeah. This is a wild theory.
Having a friend that wants your life.
No, it's not about life. Okay, so this is my theory. That wants what you this have. Is my theory, yeah?
But sorry to cut you. Mm-hmm. Do you know how they started their friendship? Because me, I saw one of them and I said, how they collect your man from you? She was like, oh, she was just a pretty girl. And that's it.
Not a pretty girl.
She said,
that was funny.
I said, that was funny.
You're actually funny.
You people bonded just over being beauty. Fine. That's
I was about good to say. For you people. So I have a theory. I feel like sometimes people that have similar energies, like, attract each other even in like female friendships. So if you have
so the witches energy. Attract witches.
Yeah, if you have like a dark energy.
Tell me, I wonder what that says about you.
So it's either that. So I say this to say this one thing. Yeah.
That
when
is
you hang out when you hang out with people that don't have similar principles to you. You can't be mad like the things that happen.
So what does that say about you?
You can't be mad. You can't be mad about the things that happen to you because like you guys bonded over like being cute and being fine and like looking good together.
Oh, so you can just charge it to the game like what did I expect?
Yeah, like that's how I feel.
No,
I'm being for real. I'm being for real.
Does that mean
I agree, but that charge to the game is
fine girls can't be deep.
No, I'm not saying that fine girls can't be deep, but the basis of that friendship was crazy. Like you guys just met and you guys are just like
no, you lot, I'm not gonna lie, you lot you lot need to see like, them in a fucking club.
And I've
known both of you.
Can I say this? But you know about the access thing you was talking about? She said something about access. That might have not been like a friendship for genuine friendship. It might have been a friendship for access. You don't know if that girl has been gauging her man from time. Because me, I be plotting on people. I don't know about you, but I be plotting on niggas. Like, if I want a guy, I'll plot on you. So, like, love me, babe.
You're a scary lady.
Oh, fucking
you're a scary lady.
Nah, though, for real. Like, you don't know if she's seen the guy and she's been plotting on him. And she's like, and then she's like, what was the easiest way? Or she just sees the babe and she's like, okay, cute babe. She has this, it's giving the vibe. And then she now sees the guy and she's like, my type. Snatches. That's how, like, nah, for real.
Are you insane?
That's kind of like how it is. So you have to be careful. You need to gauge the.
You know how we are in the club, yeah? Like, when gauge we're doing pictures and videos, like, oh, let me use your lights. Oh, give me the lights. Oh, let's take videos. Let me. You lot have never met each other. You lot are doing this. I've known one of them for like 2 years. I've known the other one for like a year, 18 months.
I guarantee you, one person was gauging the other.
I said, hey.
I guarantee you, one person was gauging the other. Girls be plotting on each other as
well. I'm not going to lie. I knew the fight would happen, but I thought the fight would at least be over like money, or they would have gone on holiday together and fought on holiday. I didn't think it was this quick.
No, it definitely would be over this thing. And also, I think Lagos people have a swinging thing going on. I think swinging is really popular here. So it might have just been a charger to the game thing. Like, Monday would have just wanted to swing.
Did they swing?
Do I swing?
I don't know.
You don't know.
How do I?
But I feel like they do here though, because like, so how are we friends swinging? For like less than
a couple? They have a couple.
Yeah.
And then you either introduce one or two people to the couple.
Yeah.
But it's not like for relationship purposes. It's like for knacking.
On other places that they're civilized, they establish it as swinging.
So the couple is hooking up with people, pretty much.
The couple is literally hooking up with people. Or hooking up with people that they meet. It might be other couples. It might be other individuals. So in my opinion, I feel like there's a lot of swinging going on in Lagos, but they've just not established it as swinging. So they're just establishing as vibes.
It's not swinging. Let's not give men in Lagos Avenue. It's not sweet. It's swinging. You people are cheating on your spouses. Whether you're cheating together or individual, you are cheating. It's not
swinging.
Wait,
so I thought swinging was. I thought swinging was. You know when they say someone swings both ways.
No, that's a thing. Phrase. That's another thing. That's a swinging. A swing is like a swinger.
Whenever I think of swingers, I think pendulum.
The reason why I say this is because I've seen some really questionable things, especially like I've seen like people swing the other way for like vibes. Like, you know, girls who are like purposely, you know, one way, they swing the other way because maybe one guy is feeling their friend.
Yeah.
So they just like,
Girl,
oh my God, so hot, so sexy. Give me a light. Let's make snaps. Let's do this.
I know people.
People who do that, right?
People, there's some people, some babes in Lagos that are only gay for the right amount.
Yeah.
So then they do gay for pay.
I've never heard of that before.
That's a lie.
So it's kind of like, now in these situations where I meet you for 1 month, me and my man, and you and your man are already hanging out. Why now? Like, why are we hanging out that deep?
I don't feel like we should just categorize everything as swingers. Well, you do have a point.
Why are we hanging out for that deep for that to happen? Like, there's a certain kind of access that I need to your man to be able to.
Lagos, the city of romance and chaos.
Let's not be shouting, oh, we are all cheating. Let's really analyze what is really like, going on.
Shout out to mommy of Lagos, Bob. Say all of us, shall we see me?
I'm a shout. Chow. I'm the mommy of Lagos.
All of us.
Nah, but for real though, Lagos, I'm all for like calling people out on cheating. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like there's something deeper going on, and people might just be holding back on. Okay, something.
That's why I'm scared of dating.
So, female friendships. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If you're in a serious committed relationship with mm-hmm. somebody, mm-hmm. and you wanted to have a threesome, for example,
mm-hmm.
like. This, I don't know if that happens with you, but just imagine the scenario, right?
Yeah.
Would you pick your friend or a total stranger for the threesome?
So, if I was in a serious committed relationship with someone,
mm-hmm. you wouldn't be having a threesome?
I don't know if I'll be having a threesome, but mm. I would only say, I don't think I would, to be honest.
High five.
Because I would only say this one thing. It's not because I'm scared of anything. It's just I'm just like, threesome for me, like, some grimy stuff. And I want to be grimy in peace. I want to be grimy in peace. You get what I'm saying? Like, there's a certain, with relationships, there are some things that people save as armor.
Yeah, I get what you mean.
Like, some people will hold it as ammo. You might have agreed to be on that pee together, but they'll stack it as ammo. They'll stack it as ammo. So, I don't think if I'm in a committed thing, I'm trying to do a thing. But if I'm just like...
Vibes.
If I'm vibing, yeah, like, vibe, I'll pick my friend. If I'm vibing, it'll be great with my friend because we can even share and bond over it together, and it might be great with a stranger as well.
If Timba Koyini rushing could be funny, you.
But then it's kind of like, I don't know. The only reason why I say I don't know is because I'm, so guys, quid pro quo, I'm a lawyer. So I've always like, yeah, I analyze all the hundred.
I'm a lawyer. Okay.
I analyze like, every situation. So if you see me and something crazy is happening and I'm calm, it's because I've already calculated the worst possible scenario.
Fair. Answer? Oh yeah.
Please,
sure,
answer.
Do you guys want to also know my own answer?
Yes, you're definitely please. Interested.
What?
I already know your answer.
Me, I don't know. I want to know.
Go on. I know see. Okay. If I'm in a committed relationship,
mm-hmm.
and my man. He said, baby, he looked me in the eye. He said, baby, you want to make it hot commitment. For me? You want to make it? No, wait, he's going to start
friend.
With, you want to make it hot for me? And I say, yes, baby, I want to make it boiling.
For you.
I want to make it boiling. And he said, baby, let's have a threesome.
Timba.
Koni dafu threesome.
Nah, for real though.
For real, threesome,
but heavy on the koni
dafu threesome to fish. What like? There is, first of all, there is always someone not doing something, and just like you said, it'll probably be me because I'll be like, oh, don't touch me like that,
man. You might be active, or you might be active, man.
Eating someone's vagina, I say.
You might be active.
Eat my vagina with that speed and alacrity. Cool. And now I have to fight.
That's what I said. No,
she might rack me. You know that.
Yeah, now we're all naked fighting. Do you know how ridiculous
she might rack me?
Do you know how ridiculous that is? We're now all
she might
naked
just snatch
fighting.
You, babe.
Like, they'll just snatch out.
Are you fucking insane?
Missionary.
You know what I think? I believe that. Bedroom activities is an even number sport.
Thank you very
right?
much.
Right,
even number sport.
So I believe that is a two person sport.
So you want five instead of three.
I think it's an even number sport. I believe two is best, but I don't judge people that.
It's giving Kama Sutra.
I like to experiment, but I believe.
Can we experiment one and two? Two people exactly.
I feel like when it's giving Kama Sutra. The number is odd. That has just brought grounds for problem. I personally don't like threesomes. And I wish I would be in a situation with a man where we're in a committed relationship. And now, Sha. And he tells me that he wants to have a threesome. I'll ask him, so who did you have in mind?
It cannot be, even if madness has me, cannot be my friend.
Ladies, yes. Let me just let you know. Anytime they have threesome conversation, don't dismiss it.
just accept the info.
Create a safe environment.
Create like, exactly. Who would you like? Who would you like? Let me see her Insta. Now, let me see the IG. Show me.
Okay. So you can open your eye.
Don't investigate. Whoa. Get all your info.
Must be your best.
But I do believe that human beings are fluid. I don't believe in the even number thing. I believe like humans are just
unless
what they are.
That person is a voyeur. I feel like it should be an
not even that's, a voyeur. I like but that's that, a different. Yeah. That's if a different it's thing. A voyeur,
you can look or don't get involved, but you can look.
Yeah, there's a there's definitely involved. There's definitely eh? Like there's voyeurs and I there's cuckolds, but cuckold is not a threesome.
Yes, I'm going fine. To this
yeah, system. That's right.
Really
sprinkle, sprinkle.
Not a sprinkle, sprinkle.
Ew.
So we agreed that I'm definitely not a female friend. Then obviously not even agreeing
can
to
not be a female please, friend. Please, can never be a female DMing friend. DMing them, wow. Oh, Thursday night this was so hot.
I can't lie. Like, the way I am. Like, if me and my friend, agree like, to give you
your
some.
Get that way.
See, hold your bag, hold your watch, hold everything. We might rob you. That's a walking lico. If me and my friend, we just bond over. What you say?
I said, what if your man should DM the girl? And since I didn't know you used to get that way. You don't look like you used to get that way.
That's why I said you are funny.
Personally.
Because these are very exact scenarios.
Very I'm with my man here and he says can I have sex threesome and he chooses one of my friends I have to rob
oh,
you
good.
I have to rob
the friend
I have
the
to
man.
Rob the guy
that's why I said I have to rob you I like rob if you. I come with my friend on your peas like if I'm not like prepping you for dating you then I have to rob you.
That's crazy.
100% everything
your I'm
watch.
So sorry
I'll take your shoes
I need
I don't
the bands.
Need them
But I'll take it.
This is so funny.
Because it has. You have to learn a lesson now.
Yeah. No, for real. I don't know why. Like,
I can't believe you.
I think the only reason why there's like issues against that in Nigeria is because of jungle justice.
Them guys catch me before they do jungle
because of
justice.
Do you get jungle justice?
But depending on the size of the watch, he's paying for a new passport.
Mm. Oh yeah, oh my god, female friendship question. I know that you guys, I know people used to mistake you guys for looking together. Have you ever had a situation where the same guy has tried to hit on the both of you?
We have the same people hitting on us.
On us. Okay, this is nice. So when I was in uni, I had a friend that the one guy tried to hit on the both of us together and we both like agreed on it. We shook on it that we were going to agree and we would pattern it together.
What do you mean by patting it together?
So, the way I usually chat to the guy, yeah, she would chat on my behalf and I'll chat on hers.
Okay.
So, like, right. We'll be getting, like, no, just to run the guy. It was fun. Honestly, I think it's like, you know how guys share stuff over sports? This was our sport.
Oh.
Just, like, running the guy's pee okay. was our sport.
Wow.
I, like,
you were scary.
No! Running the guy's pee was our sport because it was, like, you know we're best friends. We're publicly best friends. And you're trying to chat to the both of us. So it's kind of like, you're trying to play. So let's even play. The playing ground.
Yeah, fair.
So
fair,
I really fair. Enjoyed it. So have you ever had a situation where you guys have just purposely figured out, these two people are talking to us. So let me... Okay, you run it like this. And let's
I'm
going
to
ask
because Valerie, Mark, so... I think the thing with me and Valerie is, thank God, we're quite open.
Okay,
right?
Yeah.
And very early on, right, we figured out that...
That was a game.
Because we look alike.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have the same men
trying to hear you
trying
guys.
To move to us, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, we want to know how we share the men.
So, I think we have learned girl
code.
We have girl code.
Fair.
So if like, oh, this person's trying to talk to me, it's a simple, oh, yeah, like.
Are you
I
feeling him? Yeah,
I did a thing with him. Yeah, and it's same. Like, okay, would you find it weird? It's like, no.
Yeah.
That's years ago. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
And if it's like, that was my man. It's like, no, sorry.
That's
to you.
Nice. Yeah, you guys must really like each other.
Yeah, and the scary thing
I
about
think,
it.
I don't think anybody's that deep.
I don't think, yeah.
Yeah, not to fuck up your friendship with, yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like also because of where we met each other in our lives as well, I feel like we had both like pretty much advanced in our careers. So like, I feel like we're friends willingly and we both want to be friends with each other.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I feel like that sort of makes it like easier for us to just like say it as it is. Like, life is that.
Facts.
Like, we should be three.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel like it's just the honesty. Like, we have just one.
The honesty yeah.
So,
it works like that. Really nice.
There's sometimes that I tell Valerie things that she look at. So we have enough information to read each other.
She said we have enough information to read each other.
Lie to me.
Oh, so you know how to tell.
Yes.
Yeah, but you think, well, no, Valerie doesn't think she can lie to me. Valerie thinks she can omit.
Yes. So omit information.
Valerie thinks she can omit it.
I'm
and then omitter. Valerie now
I'm
breaks
fucking,
up.
I'm a fucking omitter.
Valerie
real.
Now
oh, wow.
breaks up.
Now you calling me out.
Get out. Valerie now breaks up the information. So when she breaks up the information, I'm dead.
And you now piece it up. And you now piece it together. You now like, this gist is not complete now.
Exactly.
I do have that habit, so that just to keep you on your toes.
You said a little mystery.
Am I
the drama?
I am
100%.
Like I know that I'm drama.
She's the drama, and I do things for the plot. Mm-hmm. But Valerie is only there to say, "Hello, dear. This plot is getting too
thick. It's too thick,
oh. I plot it.
Like." It's so crazy that I feel like prior to this podcast, people would have thought that I was one that like did things for the plot.
I am the psycho. Honestly.
What is...
Honestly, between me and Valerie, I hate to say it. I am the psycho. I am the one that will get myself and everybody into certain situations that everybody looks around thinking, how did we get there? How did
this happen? You know, sometimes it's fun, you know, like I say, like I like people to be able to just express themselves. I don't like my friends feeling. I love my friends to be able to be who they are around me. I don't want my
it's very
friend,
important.
Like if I'm very very happy that I've actually genuinely never had to have like a coming out conversation with any of my friends. I've just sort of always known that they were gay. Like they've never had to feel the need to officially tell me.
I don't believe coming out is a thing. Actually, like it's kind of like holding a banner. It's like, okay, I like getting my pussy hits, and then you hold a banner. Hi, my name is. Accept me.
Steady, please,
I love getting my pussy. Like it's so dumb.
I think coming out is weird. I understand.
It's so like, fucking dumb. It's kind of like, why do I need to announce what's up?
Anybody.
Yeah, like why do I need to announce?
Because of how like people are judged and whatever. I feel like they have their reasons for coming out, but I feel like the whole concept of them having to come out is the problem.
That's what I say. Like I appreciate anyone who has the courage to come out, but baby. You don't have to.
Yeah, you don't
like,
have
it's
to.
Not necessary. And it doesn't give you a validity card to be in the community as well.
Like, we shouldn't say they don't have to because we can't tell them what they feel.
Fair, that's true.
Fair.
I'm sorry we said that.
I get it, but my own is you don't need to do that to be valid or to feel like you're a part of the community. If you wish to keep that info to yourself and within your loved ones, do that for you. Baby, one thing I have a friendship ick. So there are certain things that some women do that I know we can never be friends.
Like what?
I'm interested.
There are certain things that some women do that I know we can never be friends. So Valerie said canceling, and I cancel a lot.
Canceling plans. No.
She said canceling plans and they cancel bah. And I'm trying to change God.
No, I feel like canceling was one thing, but like the communication after is one thing that like because like I felt like I made a friend this year and like we had this amazing connection and she just would just always flake. And flake with like no response, no.
Just disappear.
I hate it.
I can give you.
I've done that to you once.
She might be going through a rough patch. She might be going through a rough patch.
I understand that.
And she might be like,
but like you've come out of your rough patch. We've now tried to. You've said you've been. you've on multiple occasions you've said you're going through a rough patch. Mm-hmm. You've sort of come out of your rough patch. You said you're feeling better. We actually make plans. We make plans twice. You don't show up. After I follow up with you on plans, the third time you said you come back, you apologize. Let's make plans again.
Then you don't show up.
You're good, you know.
We make plans again. And I'm like, you know, this time around, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to message her. I'm not going to ask her. Let me see if she messages me and tells me. She picks the day. She picks the place. She picks everything. I didn't hear from her. So on Monday, I text her like a whole week after.
Yeah.
I'm like, babe.
A week after?
Yes, oh, yeah. A week after is crazy.
That's crazy. So,
like, yeah, yeah. That's crazy. That's crazy. A week after is absolutely crazy.
She didn't reply. It was on Snapchat. She didn't reply the message. I sent a message on Monday. I remember it very clearly. She didn't reply the message. And by Wednesday, I seen that she hadn't replied the message, but she was posting on her story.
That's someone that just wants access to you. So that's just someone that wants access. I removed her
from my Snapchat.
Yeah, that's
it. And then the next thing, that day, she texts me and she's like, oh, hey, what's up?
God forbid.
I didn't even reply.
Yeah, no need to text. It's giving monetary spirits. Can't lie. I do be flaking though. I am a flaker. Forgive me.
Like, don't
my
change.
Friends. No, I'm changing. I can't lie, because as you get older, yeah, no one is gonna want to be your friend.
No,
I'm
telling you,
you have to be reliable. Like, you really do have to be reliable. So I am changing with faking. And then I also have this thing where I dissociate a lot. Okay. So like, my friends, the people that really know me, like, not surface, they have to, like,
snap it out of you.
Snap it out of me. So, yeah. I have moments where I have, and I'm so thankful for these type of friends that literally come to my house. They just badger. If they don't hear from me for a certain amount of time, just come.
To be honest, I have friends that do that, but they know when to do it.
They just come.
They can annoy me.
They just come and be like, yo, what's up? Just come. What's going on? Where are you?
What
is going on? But they not really start making noise, but they just come and just like, yo,
to be honest,
are you okay? Do you need something? There are
times that Valerie just needs to be alone, like really.
Yeah, really alone. And that's how I am. Like, I really, really enjoy. But then
when it now starts getting too long, that's the one I don't like.
I really enjoy being alone.
You need to leave me the fuck alone.
Yes. Oh my God. Like, this one thing. This one thing. People that do not know how to represent me in public.
What do you mean?
Like, my friends, I expect my friends to be themselves and to, like, do the right things, but I don't like when people, like, don't know how to carry themselves in a respectable way. So when a babe like does not carry herself in a respectable way, and this has nothing to do with modesty or anything, like when you just don't know the 411, when you just can't gauge, when you don't have OT,
can never
be friends. Like,
I hate a babe that can't read the fucking room.
Shut up. Like, when you need to shut up. Like, don't be too excited around these niggas because you can see eyes. Like, calm down.
No one does that. I don't believe anyone does that.
Oh. See, it's not in the body. It's not in the body. It's not in the body. It's in the eyes.
No one you know.
It's in the eyes. Like, it becomes bright.
I'm excited about things like that now. Are you joking?
It becomes bright. The eyes just become bright. And they are just active.
Not the eyes being bright. All the babes that suddenly become comedians.
That's not saying that they're just active.
Cracking jokes.
Yeah. And like, yeah,
man, that's when you now suddenly remember that you want to be a stand-up comedian. I will abuse you. You will start it with joke. Me, I will turn it to fight. I will make it awkward. Now, let's all be awkward here.
Yeah, like, if if we're trying to dip from the location and the guys are saying they want to go somewhere else, and you see it like, let's go.
It depends on the guys.
No, it does not depend on the guys. Like, if we're going out together. Guys
now.
No, I feel like
you need to collaborate
with your babe.
No, that's what I'm saying now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now. That's what she means.
That's what I mean.
There's just one person
just
saying.
Just one person saying it. No, you need to collaborate. Like, any girl that doesn't have OT, and like, if you are not just about prioritizing the night as a girl's night, like,
yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I don't want to be friends with you.
100%. This only dies the champion of disappearing. She's saying,
disappear to go get a zik.
Yeah, 100%.
the champion disappearer. He said, yeah.
Wait, can I ask you a question? Let me ask you a Wait.
That's cool.
When, if and when, because this is still, and there's a lawyer here, this is allegedly, yeah? Ooh. Allegedly, I when I disappeared.
I screenshots that day on my phone. Do you remember?
Which screenshot?
The screenshots I showed you on the podcast.
Oh, you're mad.
Okay.
You're mad. So, allegedly, when I disappear, do it have negative connotation or impact on the remaining girls' nights?
Like, we don't give a fuck where you go, but like...
Exactly!
But you do be disappearing, though. Like,
why you leave us?
She's a whole-ass bitch.
I get it. I can't lie.
Like, okay, it doesn't affect the evening because ultimately...
Everyone
like,
is lit into
the imagine if it's just me and you and then you now disappear.
I would never disappear if it's me and you.
That would be annoying.
Dude, you don't see...
You've never done that, bro.
We are six girls deep. Yeah?
That's why she likes going out with plenty of people.
It is 4 in the morning.
You need to go. That's why you never come out with people. That's why you like going out with plenty of people. So that you can't escape.
No.
It's no repercussion.
No. That's not true. Me and you. God damn.
I love a good escape, though. I think it gives character to
girl,
the night.
Girl, these days, let me just go back to my house. When I'm going back home, I just always think about the indomie I made on Monday morning when I got to my
dorm. Oh, my God.
I got home at like 4.
That's crazy. You got home early, boy.
I showered.
I haven't seen Dominique like
Eh?
Yeah. Like what year?
I showered.
I knew the challenge.
I made indomie. I ate it in front of my TV.
I'm screaming.
And because I wasn't drinking. And I was
So you were just tired. It was just cute. That would have been nice.
It was nice. It was giving love up on
all
you.
In all, I love female friendships. I love women.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I'm for the girls. I'm for the girlies and the guys.
And the guys.
Everything I do is for the girls.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had such a fun time. Thank you, ladies.
Me too.
Thank you for inviting me.
On the podcast.
On the podcast. Thank you so much
for inviting me. Do I have any friendship eggs?
Do you have any friendship eggs?
Go on, dear.
No, I do not. Let me just save it. Because I feel like sometimes when I say things, it sounds like I'm shading someone, but...
I mean, it's okay to throw a little shade.
I don't like babes that can't take a joke.
Okay.
Sometimes nothing is funny, Jah.
No, as in it's we're laughing and giggling, and you just cannot get on the wave. Stop now.
I get you.
I feel like I'm trying to take my life seriously.
You don't like a strict babe.
Honestly, you are no fun. Like, relax. Relax, or clench.
There was one babe I was trying to, when I first got here, and I was like, oh, we should go out, we should go for drinks. She was like, I don't know how you can feel comfortable going for drinks when you haven't reached your goals.
Who said that?
Okay, and on that note, I beg. That brings Madame us to please. The end.
Thumbs
of
down.
The
boo.
Indeed, I swear.
That's like, why I say, babes, I can't let loose. Thinking about big. Chasing money is not going anywhere.
I love a babe that can let loose, man.
Same.
Throw ass in the circle.
Gang.
We here for you.
Link me on the 17th.
What's happening on the 17th?
I have a show on the
17th.
Love that.
So link me.
Are you serious? Yeah. That'll be fun.
You should come.
Where is it?
Baturi. I know. The girl is moving up. Her status.
That. So cute.
Thank you.
I love it that. Congrats.
Appreciated. Independent, by the way. Period.
Okay. No labor. Okay. Prayer. Yeah. We love it.
I know it's you.
You know it's you. Like, why they choke?
I'm actually dead.
Chokies.
I wonder how it is. How is it to actually be a female rapper in Nigeria?
It's dope. I think I enjoy it. I think if you want, I think if you want mainstream success, you need to either be male presenting or you need to tailor your music to be like Nigerian female focused. So that's where I am right now, tailoring my music to be Nigerian female focused because I'm sexy. Mm-hmm. And I'm a babe and I'm going to keep being sexy.
I love it.
Sexiness is not going to end. Neither is it going to reduce. So I don't know. You're not gonna get any masculine bars from this babe. My stuff is for the girls. So we'll see at the front. We'll jam each other.
So can you tell the viewers at home where they can find you?
Oh yes, you can find me on my most interesting one first, TikTok, the God TheGawd. So
The
God. And then my Instagram and Twitter, the same thing, SGAWD01, SGawd01. I'm gonna say that again, SGAWD01.
Gang. Okay. That's TikTok, Twitter, and Instagram.
But I like TikTok, I have fun on TikTok.
I think TikTok is fun.
Every other way is so serious. Yeah, like, so follow me. I'm an artist. Yeah. This is the work I do. But TikTok is nice. Like, chill. I have fun on TikTok.
Alrighty. Thank you so much for tuning into the podcast. You guys should send us like your friendship icks. Friendship icks and then like friendship stories, whether they're breakup stories or
how you met a girl.
Can you send us some happy stories?
How you bonded? It can even go from friendship to love. Anything.
That's interesting.
I like that.
If you're looking for the podcast, we're looking Relatable Pod on TikTok, Instagram, everywhere,
Twitter.
Everywhere.
Look at this podcast on YouTube. Obviously, if you're watching it, you're not watching it, you're listening to it. So,
But watch it.
If you are watching it, then you can
memorize the differences between me and Val.
Yes.
Right.
That would be nice too.
Maybe you should do giveaway. Give them incentive. Memorize them like mad.
We're supposed to be giving out. Okay, you told me that it's not on this episode. Sorry, apologies. Come back.
Thank God I know now, so I will quickly collect my slots.
Bye, guys.
Bye.